A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time, and it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to another installment of Two Judgy Girls. We're just saying what you're thinking. This is Courtney from LA.
And this is Mary from the Bay. This week we travel to the tropical island of Bimini and beyond. New Orleans, back to Montauk, and Punta Mita Margarita!
Margarita!
Yo quiero burrito!
God love Erica. Speaking of Erica, guys, Expensive came out this week. What we've been waiting for, the new Erica Jane video. Thoughts?
I thought it was pretty one-dimensional, cliche, and Britney Spears-esque.
Well, it's expensive to be me. Which is, I liked it, but I think it's exactly what Erica Jane wants it to be, which is just like, I'm hot, I do bubble baths, and I hit my friends with pillows full of money.
And every gay man will love this.
Yes, and straight. They'll just put it on site. They'll just mute it while they watch it. speaking of spank bank material, Did you do anything fun for Valentine's Day? Because I sure did.
I just took some Claritin, Sudafed, and Flonase, so no.
That sounds romantic. Well, I had fun for the both of us. I went and celebrated Galentine's Day because that's what you do as a single woman out in LA where nobody wants to love you. And I saw 50 Shades Darker, which, as we've been advertising without being paid over the past few podcasts.
They're actually going to be our next sponsorship.
Yeah, 50 Shades Freed. That's the next movie.
The final installment.
I saw it. And Mary, do you like Lifetime movies?
I'm familiar with LMN.
Do you like horribly put together plot points?
Absolutely.
Do you appreciate the human body?
I wish I liked mine more.
Well, then this movie's for you.
Fantastic. Sign me up.
I give it six lacy butted underwears, 5 red room romps, 8 spankings, and 10 out of 10, I would watch it again with lots of wine. Lifetime movie on the big screen.
Fantastic. It sounds like every girl needs to go out and watch.
I think you have your plan for tomorrow with your date Claritin. Oh, dear God. Sorry for the feedback, everybody.
Excuse me.
Okay, so let's travel to Bimini or Bimini.
Well, we're talking about love, so why don't we go to the man that is so confused right now, Nick Vile.
He's in love with too many people, or is he only in love with himself?
I think he needs to get off the Xanax and start being real. He's being too respectful, if you ask me.
It's like he started the season off being like, I'm going to make out with everybody, and now he's like, nah, I really respect these women and I don't want to let them down. And, you know, I'm going to let them know how I feel about everything. It's like, Nick, nobody wants that.
No.
We want the ass slapping, lisp given, like, make out king. Where is he? Bring him back.
I know. I mean, did he even kiss on this week? I mean, maybe like romantic kisses with Vanessa.
Yeah, but were they romantic or were they just friends' kisses? Because she confessed her love for him, and he didn't seem to reciprocate.
Well, he's only going to say it to one special girl this season. And my favorite was Corinne being like, I don't think Vanessa has any depth. I'm like, she is a special needs teacher. Back off, Corinne.
Well, she also has an IMDb page, which means she's been flexing her acting chops. So maybe her and Nick are actually perfect for each other.
I think she has, like, some past experience as a Canadian TV host. That's word on the street.
Do you think she was on Degrassi?
Yes, definitely, with Drake.
Yeah, and Nina Dobrev. Perfect. Perfect. Well, if she doesn't make it on this show, she's got a future in Canadian TV.
She's easily top 4, though, along with Rachel, Raven, and
Corinne, obviously.
Well, she could go home before.
I pray
we get to meet Raquel. Please,
I mean, you don't, you think that Nick doesn't know how to produce this show and he's not bringing Corinne to make sure that they meet Raquel? There's no way.
I can only hope.
Yeah. Okay, well, when you go to bed tonight, the one thing you pray for.
I'll say a prayer.
Yeah, say a little prayer for you. Ooh. Okay, so 3-on-1 date, Corinne, Raven, Christina, boring, shark diving.
I can't believe ABC let them do the shark diving, though. And I loved one of their remarks. They're like, are these shark toothless? I was just thinking, wait, is anyone on their period?
Oh my God.
I was nervous.
They're just throwing the bachelorette girls in as chum.
I was nervous.
This week was just the dates were all weird to me. There was too many like one-on-ones and then the group date and then Raven got the rose and go ahead.
Who didn't know that Corinne has never gotten a one-on-one? She's gotten so much airtime. I would never have known she has never.
I thought she had like 3 of them. I mean, the bouncy castle, that was a one-on-one. The whipped cream inspector gadget, that was a one-on-one. I mean, her nighttime rendezvous this week was a one-on-one. It's like she's been getting plenty of screen time. She's been saving this season.
No, and that, oh, she's carrying it on her shoulder this season. Gosh, she must feel heavy.
Yeah.
But, well, she must be heavy because she's eating so much cheese. Because she's, like, nervous. I thought it was pineapple. And then she's like, I just keep on eating the cheese. I was like, oh, my God, no. And then her hair looks insane. Brush it. I have a thing. Man. I think Raquel brushes her hair, like, every night. And she's like, 100.
Oh,
I mean,
gosh.
1, yeah. 2, like, 3, Marcia all the way Brady to the 100. Style. Yes. And then they, like, stop and they're like, good night.
Yeah, and then she, like, puts her, she, like, lays her head down on her silk pillow, and, like, Raquel, like, pulls it back so that she's not laying on it to kink it, for sure. Yeah, her hair, I'm starting to think she has extensions, because they're getting real ratty. It's
oh,
not
they're a, totally extensions.
And I think she's also being, she's too drunk, so she doesn't actually know how to style her hair, so she just pulls it forward and does, like, one of those, like, this will do. Like,
right.
She just thinks this will work.
And then as she continues to drink, she gets that great idea to go over to Nick's room wearing all black with her Louboutins.
Which, okay, if you're gonna buy Louboutins, learn how to walk in them. Those shoes deserve someone who knows how to walk.
She was slipping and sliding on that marble ground.
She could, and she was like, and I love too, and she's like, oops, made a wrong turn. And she's like looking at the camera. It was so awkward. And like, man, they are just setting her up so nicely for this. Mary, what was the line of the night from Corinne?
My heart is gold, but my vagine is platinum.
Okay, so then she shows up at his door, and he's like, hey. And you know he's got to be thinking, like, someone's got to do this. They watched the seasons I was on. This is what I did with Andy. This is what I did with Caitlin. Like, I made sure to make myself known in their hotel rooms.
And then she's like, let's dive into bed.
And gives him like a massage. And he's like, no, no, I think we should slow down. And it's like,
slow down. I don't think this is a good idea because I've done it 3 times on national television before.
I mean, I don't think he's trying to save any pride. I think maybe Andy was on to something that he's got some shortcomings in the bedroom.
Ooh.
Okay, so let's go. So she's like, so she starts having a panic attack, right? She's freaking out. She can't believe that. Let's go back to saying goodbye to Danielle M. on that one.
Yeah, don't care. Boring. No chemistry.
Yeah, I thought
later,
she was either getting eliminated like immediately or she was making it to final two. But when he was like trying to ask her questions, like, so would I go to Wisconsin for the hometown? She's like, yeah.
She has nothing to say. She's boring as fuck.
Nothing,
like, get out.
Nothing to say. And then my favorite part is she just was like, I just keep hoping he's going to walk through that door. I'm like, you're going to be waiting for a long time because they're already back in Iceland. Like, they're gone.
they're gone. Seeing the northern lights.
Yeah, they're gone. You're out of here. Sorry about that. And then
Rachel gets another one-on-one and, you know, they're hitting it off. But the biggest Bachelor news this week is that Rachel is the new Bachelorette.
Woo! Hashtag progress!
First Black Bachelorette ever. Hashtag embarrassing for ABC.
Yeah, and Mike Fleiss, you know, the executive producer, keeps tweeting out, like, you're gonna love it. It's a historic thing. We've never been done for. I can't believe it. It's like, yeah, it's been 34 seasons. You could have done it season 2, 1, 4, 12, 18. You had plenty of opportunities. Like, this isn't the first, you know, if this isn't that great that you've waited 34 seasons for this.
Yeah, it will be interesting to see. I think we'll be introduced to her families and hometowns,
mm-hmm.
and then she might go because she's not going to be a final two because we'll know.
Yeah. Okay, so I've also had this theory. I had this working theory that I thought ABC wanted to release who it was because they wanted to. They didn't want to have to just confirm what everybody already knew, but they wanted to get ahead and be like for the Midwest people who don't really maybe scour Jezebel or, you know, the deep dirty dives of the internet that aren't, you know, waiting to know that it's her. They want to do that, so they brought that out. But now I'm thinking, what if they did it a couple weeks because they don't start taping till like a couple days after the final rose? What if they didn't want it to be like another like Ashley the Dentist season where guys were just leaving because they don't want to date Rachel because either they don't like black girls or they want to make sure that all these candidates are like going to stay there and be on the show?
I guess time will tell.
Interesting
thoughts.
So I appreciate your feedback on that. Okay. But okay, he's like, I felt like he was really into her. It's really interesting to me. I can't imagine. I feel like next week it's going to come down to, you know, Corinne and Rachel maybe, or Corinne and Raven. But she, yeah, you're right that she can't make the final two.
I think Raven and Vanessa will be the final two.
I think so as well. I think you're on to something. Rachel comes in like third. Corinne, we get the payoff of Raquel the nanny.
Right.
And then she's gone.
Can't wait to see those sliced cucumbers come back.
And I've never thought that Corinne looked so young on this show, but when she was having that panic attack, when he was sending home our poor Russian consulate, Christina, you know, ties between the U.S. and Russia are bad. You got to get rid of her.
No. Yeah. It was, I felt bad for her, but she also was like not leaving. It's like, okay, he dumped you, you gotta go.
Yeah,
now.
It's like, hey Christina, we're not going to the orphanage for a hometown date, like you gotta go, you gotta go.
Go back and eat your lipstick.
Maybe that was a parting gift. They just gave her like a bag of makeup. They're like, here for you.
They're like, NARS YSL.
Yeah.
Kylie lip kit.
I would take that. I need
wait have you tried I mean, well, I have some. That stuff does not come off.
Mary, do I own 425 and did I buy the holiday set? Yeah, I did. Do I love it? Yeah, I do. When I wake up in the morning after a night out, is it still on my lips? Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
I'm like, literally
will not come off.
With like a Sunday morning scrubbing it off with Pond's wipes. I'm like, oh my God.
I'm like coconut oiling my lips. I'm like, oh my God, just come on. I can't go out in public like this. This is not a daytime color. So anyways, Kylie's done great. She did what she was going to. It's one of the best matte lipsticks ever. I recommend it to everybody.
It's everlasting.
Everlasting. Maybe that's maybe she should do something with The Bachelorette. And she can make her own line. Everlasting would be a great red color.
Also, how has Rent the Runway never teamed up with The Bachelor yet?
Never. I don't know.
Have I talked about this before?
I think so.
This is a brilliant idea.
I know.
Rent the Runway.
Stop talking. No,
we have so many sponsors.
Yeah. Hold on. One second from our sponsor. This is Rent the Runway. In ties with Two Judgy Girls and The Bachelorette. Okay, so next week looks interesting. Why is Andy coming back? I'm so sick of her. It's like, hey.
Well, I think that's who that girl is.
Yeah. Well, because Caitlin, there's no way she's coming back. You think that they got Jen? There's no way. Who else would it be? It's going to be someone from The Bachelor. You think his girlfriend from Wisconsin's coming? She's like, I've left my husband. When I ran into you at the coffee shop, I knew it had to have you.
No, she was blonde. This girl's brunette.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Well, then, yes, I think it's Andy.
Thank God I'm logical.
Yeah, I think it's Andy because she has nothing better to do because, you know, she's just getting residuals from her book. No lawyer, no company will hire her as a lawyer anymore.
I know. Tarnished her name.
Yep. She'll be back on Bachelor in Paradise next season.
So someone had a birthday this week.
Oh, our very own VIP of Two Judgy Girls. Who was it, Mary? Say it with me.
Kyle Cook! He turned 34 this week.
Which, who knew he was that old?
No,
he doesn't look a day over 21 to me.
We got a little glimpse into his family life, and I totally thought he was a trust fund kid, and apparently he's not, which makes me like him even more.
I agree. It's like you think someone is like up here, you know? Guys, you can't see, but my hand's up high. And then they bring you back down to earth, and you're like, Kyle, could you be more perfect? I don't think it's possible. And I like the relationship he has with his family.
Yeah, no, his mom seems like a good time. Yeah. It's interesting how they're showing their relationships with their families. I'm interested to see if they're trying to transition the show to be outside of summer. I mean, clearly they'll be praying again. I got two prayers today.
And they're both Bravo related.
For a second season of Summer House.
Yeah, winter apartment. Quickly.
But I think, you know, they'll be filming again this summer, but then maybe it will transition into a winter show.
A girl can dream because I don't know what I will do. I mean, or let's just give Kyle his own show. Steven can make an appearance. Like, all these people can make an appearance except for Lindsay and Everett. They have to get off my TV screen.
Everett is so cocky for nothing, and him and Lindsay leaving Kyle's mullet party.
Which, that is the best party ever. Why would you ever want to leave that?
I also loved how the mullets were like a dirty blonde and his was like platinum.
Well, he's the star.
Yeah. But basically, Lindsay and Everett, they go off to their room to like go hook up. And Everett says her trigger word, which is geek.
She does not. When her mom left, she was like, later, geek. Don't ever call me again. And she's like, ever since I've heard the word geek, I can't handle it.
He calls her a geek and all hell breaks loose.
That was so crazy. And like, I know you guys are drunk, but clearly all of your problems stem from alcohol.
Yeah. And she's like, did you ever ask me about my 30th birthday?
And it's like, Lindsay, you are so self-centered. My favorite was when they were like, we're celebrating Kyle's birthday. She's like, oh my God, Kyle's birthday got me thinking, pregnant pause, about my 30th birthday. And you're like, okay, tell us more, Hub House PR.
No, and then the twin Ashley walks in and
just there's to check a huge... on her, to like check on her, to be a nice friend.
There's clearly like one word of miscommunication and she's like, can I trust you? And it's like, wait, what? What just happened? And then Everett's like backing her, but then he leaves. It was just a mess.
And my favorite, like, why did he, so he like leaves though and just doesn't come back. And he's like, yeah, I was at Nate's house. When I woke up, I didn't even know where I was. Like, that's not reassuring for your girlfriend.
And she's like, I have my abandonment issues and you didn't come home.
Oh my God. It's not summer house. They need to go with Tom and Katie from Vanderpump, group therapy. It's bad.
No, it is bad. Then, meanwhile, like, Christina's like, do you see what I live with?
Like, yeah, she's turns like, they're it back trash. To her. They're trash. Yeah. It's like, Christina, okay, we get it. You're actually, I can't even beat either of your teams because you're both awful.
Yeah.
And then Christina hurts our little Kyle the next day and when he gets a text from Amanda, who all he wanted to see on his birthday was Amanda.
I know.
And he gets a text from her where Christina's told him about the clearly innocent kiss. It was just, I'm assuming it was just a kiss on the cheek. He was just, they were being funny because
they made out.
Well, it didn't mean anything.
She didn't make out with his penis, but
she didn't just fall onto it. Well, either way, it didn't mean anything. And what did she say? She tells Amanda, like, oh, but I said it didn't mean anything. It's like, hey, Christina, don't say anything.
No. And Christina, she loves stirring the pot. Then she loves goes it. To the farmer's market with Jacqueline and is like, so what's the deal with you and Carl?
Yeah. And which Jacqueline needs to get out of that situation. She is a tease.
Oh, she is such a tease. She literally says, like, if you aren't a flirt in the South, you're a bitch.
Yeah. And I'm like,
she's a Southern belle.
But I'm like, Jacqueline, you're a bitch. You're a bitch.
Yeah. Like, maybe you shouldn't. Flirt in the hot tub, sleep in the same room, and
then tell the workist twin about it the next day.
And put on mermaid bikinis.
Yeah. I mean, does she have a fantastic body? Yeah, she does. Yeah. Is her face horrible? Yeah, it is. It is. So, you know, you win some, you lose some. But I just don't like her. She doesn't need... The show does not gain anything with her being there.
No, she's just like, Rocky, get out of here.
Rocky, I mean, they both, Rocky wore a mermaid tail and Below Deck. Maybe they really are the same person.
Seriously.
Okay. And then we got, yeah, like you said before, we got to meet a lot of parents this week. So we meet the Workus twins' parents, which that mom seems like a good time.
Well, okay. I loved her heart to heart with her. Well, first, Carl is in the hot seat and he is thriving. He is loving and talking about himself and he thinks he's on a job interview.
Oh, yeah. A job for her heart, which he doesn't even want, but he wants her to want him.
But I loved her mom's advice. She's like, let him chase after you and like have fun. And you know what? You should be flirting with other people. Let him flirt. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I loved her mom's advice. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, I thought it was sweet because she's always going to be second fiddle to the married one. Who has her, like, quote-unquote life together. And you know what? As I get older, it might look like people have their lives together. They don't. We're all hot messes.
If I've learned one thing in my 31 years is nobody knows what they're doing.
Nobody.
Fake it till you make it.
Exactly. We also got to meet Carl's parents. Or Carl's mom.
Yeah, we got a little bit about her, his background story. sounds like alcoholic dad. He didn't go to school with lunch money sometimes.
Yeah, and clearly he didn't get any dental care either. But that's why he's working in the industry now. Lindsay and Everett met up. Nobody cares. Steven's date, that was an interesting time.
That was horrible.
Like one of those things where you like dread, you know, you have like a date and you're like, oh God, is this going to be bad? Like, okay, I'm going to do it like in an hour. And that they got dinner. Don't get dinner. Dinner is the worst first date idea ever.
They didn't eat anything. And they're just like, so yeah, we've slept together one time in LA and
yeah, now we
literally have nothing to talk about.
Yeah, and then I think did he start talking about his other relationship with Eric Trump?
That was he would not stop talking about his quote unquote secret political boyfriend.
Yeah, I'm still going with the Trumps.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm behind you.
I'm excited for next week. I don't remember what's gonna happen, but all I know is I get an extra hour of Kyle Cook on my screen.
I know, so exciting. Okay, I have an idea for you.
Please.
So, Sir Restaurant is hiring.
Tell me more.
I have an assignment for you. Oh, I want you to go in and apply.
But am I not like the counterpart to Brittany? Like, we both have big boobs. We both shouldn't be wearing the purple Sir dresses. And like, are we maybe out of place with this crowd? Yeah. So maybe they already have.
So you think they're trying to get a skinnier.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their Dewy Day Cream. Obsessed.
obsessed with it. Melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com, and love the skin you're in. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Cast. Yes, I do. I also had a dream about Lala last night, and like, I had a dream that her and an ex-boyfriend of mine were dating, and I was like, what's going on?
It was, that is,
and I woke
maybe
up. Maybe
we
like,
should stop this podcast because clearly it's consuming you.
It's consuming me, and I'm like, this is the weirdest thing. And this was like a boyfriend from like 10 years ago. This is like, I don't even know why he was in my dream. It was a really weird situation. But maybe it's because I'm missing Lala on this show subconsciously.
Was it Jordan?
No.
Okay. Okay, moving on.
Okay, we continue this week with Stassi being a wah-wah again.
Oh my gosh, like, she feels so bad for herself. But I must say, I did feel bad for her because it's an entire bachelorette party of couples.
No.
And she's the only single chick.
I'm going to break it to you. I watched some Snapchats. She was sharing a room with another girl. They just did that for TV. And also, it's like, if that's the situation, your friends would be fine with going on separate bachelor parties. Although maybe they wouldn't, because this group's a little creepy. Like, they probably would be like, no, you're going to cheat on me. You have to do it with me.
Well, maybe they're just protecting themselves.
Yeah, they're just like, I need to be there so that I don't do anything bad in front of you and you don't do anything bad in front of me. The pre-party for the actual bachelorette party at Sheena's house was so strange.
The pool party, taco party, slash the Katie Malone feel sorry for herself party.
Oh my God. It's like, hey, Tequila Katie, you're the worst. I don't know what's wrong with her. I think she really does need to seek help. Like, she's an angry, depressed, sad person.
Yeah.
Who hates her boyfriend.
Her husband now. I mean, right, Tom right. Literally shows up wearing a hospital gown, so I thought, but he called it a muumuu.
Why does he wear that muumuu? Where what does he wear it when he's
he
feeling?
Says that he wears this muumuu because he's given up on his day.
And it was like 10 a.m. and it was a party.
So sad.
It was a party for the bachelorette party.
Like, it was so sad. And then I loved Jax's quote about Katie and Tom's relationship.
Well, wait, that was my weekly installment of Jax, you're 37, but for a positive this week.
Yeah.
Please, tell us what he said.
He said that they Febreze their relationship and they don't find the source of the stink.
Right. So instead of finding the source, they're just spraying right over. He also did a rug analogy where he's like, you're just going to sweep it under the rug. Pretty soon that rug's going to have a real big bump in it. I'm like, Jax, did somebody give you like a book like of analogies? Like, these are great.
I know. And then he goes, it's like Sheena giving marital advice is like Shay giving sober advice.
Oh, my God. Did he say that?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Please tell. I really hope that they did that talking head like after.
Well, I think we got to see them in New Orleans. They go on their second anniversary date.
Sheena still somehow has to make that bachelorette party about herself. She's like, mm-hmm. I'm really enjoying having this time with you guys, but I need it to be about me because I'm about to present a gift of naked photos of me from a boudoir photo shoot as a gift to my husband, because what else could he want?
She looked good in those, I must admit.
Did she look good? Yeah. Does he need more photos? I mean, you've seen the inside of their apartment. They sleep over a photo of themselves.
I know. But I just like felt like, well, because we know what's going to happen.
It's so sad.
He is on drugs. He's gotten too skinny. If you're not on drugs, you get fat. And he's like, Stassi admitted it herself. She's like, I was so skinny in all those seasons because I was doing Adderall all the time.
Well, she looked the best she's ever looked, so she should get back on that. I mean, have we ever heard of any really bad effects from Adderall?
I'm unaware.
unaware. The Adderall is also our next sponsor.
Ritalin RX.
Okay, so going back, though, I think that we finally figured out, too, the whole source of why this wedding is just not going to work, because Katie is so jealous of Ariana and Tom is in love with Ariana.
She really admits, she's like, do I need to be blonder? Do I need to be skinnier?
And then they pan to a shot of Ariana like looking amazing in her bathing suit. I was like, yeah, I'd be jealous of that too. I am jealous of that. She has a great bod.
Totally. And then I love how like Tom Sandoval just loves to stir the pot and is like, so Katie, I think you guys need to go to therapy. Yeah, that's a great idea to tell someone on their bachelorette party. That's an awesome idea. And they're getting married in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
great.
But could Katie have been like, so we're not going to talk about this and like walk away? Yeah, she could have. But then she just is like, I'm Tequila Katie and you guys are all the worst.
She broke her vows before the trip.
Oh, yeah. Her and Tom. It's like, you know your relationship is bad if you have to make vows to have each other's back. Like, that should just be an unspoken rule.
I know.
But I did get some happiness when she got hit in the head with those. When they were walking down
the Mardi Gras beats,
she gets hit in the head with Mardi Gras beats. I rewound and played that like 12 times. Like, I watched the episode and then I rewatched it again today just for that part over and over, because she's like, ow, that like really fucking hurt. And
is that a meme yet?
Oh, I'm sure I can find it. A gif? What do they call it? Okay. Yeah. It was really weird when Stassi sent her food to their room.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, and then it's like to continue her I'm single storyline. And then the weirdest part was
the end of the episode.
Yes, the end of the episode with poor Brittany. You know, like, she already has to wear bathing suits that don't fit her boobs. And she already has to rock alien buns that aren't working for her. And it's like, and now she has to listen to her boyfriend apologize to his ex-girlfriend for being a shitty human being, which she's like, still, guys, I wish you could see Mary right now. I've never seen her head coil back so far. She's shaking her head. No, I'm just like, I can't believe this.
No. And I honestly think that Jax's apology was sincere and he has changed and he does feel bad.
Yeah. I mean, I don't.
He did the shittiest things to this girl.
He was a
like,
horrible
person.
The
fact that she even surrounds herself in the same room as him, like, he cheated on you, got someone pregnant, like, pretty sure, did he steal money from her as well? I mean,
yeah, and
he did everything.
he was horrible to her. And that was the whole reason why her boyfriend didn't want to be around him. But it's like, also, Stassi, you choose to hang out with these people because you want a paycheck from this. So either get over it or move on. And she's now trying to move on. And I just felt bad because Brittany was like, but you're still a shitty human being. And he's like, ugh, no.
Well, he thinks that's his housewife.
It's so weird how much he's like expects from her.
I'm looking forward to the spinoff. Oh. Because I do think she stands up for herself.
I do too. But it's like, I also think it's funny because I'm pretty sure Bravo pays for these trips and his credit card gets declined again. Like, why do they keep doing that to him?
No, but I heard that they don't pay them that much because they want them to maintain kind of this like waiter lifestyle. It's kind of the whole,
like, their exposure is what their payment as well.
Yeah.
Okay. I get that. Well, yeah, I'm excited for next week because we finally get to see them in drag. And we get to see Kristen and Tom Sandoval have a great fight in drag where it's like, am I supposed to be taking this seriously? You're wearing
he's Sia.
Yeah, I was going to say he's wearing a platinum Sia wig. Like, it's so weird. But it's going to be good.
And I do have a prediction that Tom Sandoval will soon be Caitlyn Jenner. he's getting too excited.
He's growing that hair out. He was really into the butt pads, and Ariana was just kind of like,
sure.
Maybe she knows. Honey. Maybe she's a Kris Jenner to his Caitlyn. You never know. Okay. But the best show of the shows that we watched this week that we're talking about was Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and Punta Mita.
Punta Mita! Margarita!
Which, I love this episode because it was a takedown of Rinna. I'm sure you probably were just really scared the whole time, and I'm sure we're going to disagree plenty of times throughout talking about this
episode.
I have
my boxing gloves up. So Rinna arrives. Literally, she's so excited. She just got to this gorgeous place. She's like, hey, everybody. They're in the pool eating. They're like, hey, Rinna, I'll have some more guacamole.
LVP is just like laying there just like stoked. She is stoked that she's going to take her down.
Yeah. It's basically the first time I've ever seen any of them eat as well. I was pretty excited about that.
Yeah. I think there's been a lot of drinking on this trip. So I think that they've had a lot of eating as well. But wait, by the way, what are they in Punta Mita for?
You haven't noticed any advertisements or anything?
No. Like, I'm trying to figure it out because they keep mentioning the agency. And I'm like, what is – is it a modeling agency, a talent agency? Like – they haven't talked about it. They haven't thrown two parties at properties. They've never worn a shirt that like talks about it. They've never worn any hats. What is it? Is this, that's what I.
So I think you're probably unfamiliar. He's a real estate person.
What?
Because you couldn't tell from the other Bravo shows.
No.
Like,
million dollar
listing.
Right. Or like Rich Kids of Beverly Hills or like Todd Crane.
Auntie Chris, this is Todd Crane.
Wait. Auntie Chris, it's me, Todd Crane.
Who's the best?
Guys, he works at the real or at the agency.
So my little sister, for a birthday one year, her friend sent her flowers from Todd Crane's and like didn't confess it till months later. We were
that is
howling.
Amazing.
We're like, who sent these Todd Crane flowers?
It's like, it's me, Todd Crane's. It's so good. Was it a guy that sent it to her?
No.
Oh, okay.
Clearly a man wouldn't be that quick to know who Todd Crane's is.
Well, that's why I was really excited. It's like, that's good. Like, we've got guys watching the Kardashians. Amazing. But yeah, okay, so then they're going to, you know, whatever the
wait,
agency.
Wait, wait, I did not know. So I knew Mauricio was Mexican, and I also knew he was Jewish, but I didn't know, I didn't put this together. He's a Mexican Jew. I am unfamiliar with Mexican Jews. I thought Mexicans were Catholic.
No, there's a big Mexican Jewish population, like Mauricio and his family. You know what else that Mauricio and Kyle have? Nose jobs. When they flash back to those photos of old Mauricio and Kyle, I was like, wow, they must have got a 2-for-1 deal from Paul Nassif way back in the day.
You're right.
That nose, because that was a honker. And now they're both good looking.
Yeah. Good looking. Kyle looks fantastic this
season.
Yeah,
what did you think of her dress for the party?
I loved her in red. I don't think she typically wears that color. I loved Rena's emerald green.
Okay, I have to tell you something. As I was doing some deep diving on the internet, that green dress that Rena wore, Eileen, who I think has horrible fashion, Eileen wore the same one in white in the Hamptons last year.
Oh, funny.
Isn't that random?
And then Eileen also chose to wear white, which was odd because...
The girl had Montezuma's revenge and was shitting herself. Like, bad choice. Bad
choice. She's like, I gotta leave the party, I'm wearing white.
It was like, out of all the things, like, you didn't bring a backup dress. You couldn't ask somebody else for their dress. You couldn't have just, like, bought something. Like, you make $1 million from this a season. Don't wear white when you're shitting your pants.
That's the first rule of summer.
First rule of Beverly Hills Housewives. You don't shit your pants in white. Like, it was bad. It was bad.
Also, I'm so sick of Lisa Vanderpump in bright magenta pink. And she was, like, wearing too much of a muumuu. I'm like, what are you hiding under there?
I loved LVP's pink. I thought she looked great. I thought she looked carefree. And she was three sheets to the wind at that party. She was so drunk. And I loved it.
On the bus ride on the way home.
Oh, my God. The bus ride on the way home kind of made me like PK. Kind of made me like PK because he was giving Vanderpump a hard time about her knickers. But we cannot skip over
the whole, main part.
The whole thing. So my favorite is, you know, Erica's kind of like, they're like, oh, how was your week and what did you do? And she talks about how her daughter, again, walked in Tommy Hilfiger's show. And it's like, Rena, I gave you a pass last week because I was trying to be nice while I was hating you so much because you said it. And then you said it again. Like, stop it. Stop it. And Erica's like, by the way, I think you need to talk to Kyle. She's like, what? What about? She's like, I just, you know, I'm not going to be the messenger because she's seen New York when, remember, Alex McCord said, I'm the messenger. Bethany is done with you, Jill. Erica knew not to be that.
No, Erica's been very strategic this season.
And that's why she is the star.
Yeah. I agree with that.
So, yeah. So then Rena decides, well, this is a perfect opportunity to talk about it at the agency's party.
There, like, wasn't even that many people at the party,
Okay. I wanted to ask you about that.
It was too big of a space, I think.
There were, like, three people. Also, when Kyle was like, por favor, una margarita sin sal. And I'm like, Kyle, you literally just said a margarita, please, without salt. Like, that was, like, like, that could have not have been an easier translation. And then she's like, and can I have more tequila in it, please?
Like, I'm married to a Mexican. Yeah. I need more.
She knew, like, five words in Espanol.
Mas
margis. But, yeah, Eve, that party was just janky. They even did, when they did the step and repeat, all the girls couldn't even fit in front of it. It's like, okay, well, we're not going to take a picture here. They're like, Maurizio, get in. He's like, nah, there's no room. That's going to look bad. But, okay, back to the fight. So Rena confronts Kyle, and Kyle...
She's like, wait, so Kyle, I heard I have to talk to you about something? And Kyle just lays it all on the line. So, Rena, did you say my sister's on the verge of death and not sober? And
she's Rena, like, is what?
Deer in headlights.
She's like, me? Me? Loose lips Rena? I would never. She denies it. No. No, I know what you're going to say.
I'm convinced she blacked it out. I'm not kidding you. Like, she just...
Okay, Paul just would say that. Thank God there's video of it. Does she not know she's on a reality show?
She will own it. I have no doubt in my mind.
She's going to have to at the reunion.
Well, then she circles back, and she says, well, if I did say that... It's not what I meant, and it's like, wait, you know, I don't know how you're going to dig yourself out of this grave, but I feel bad for you. Because my thing with Rena is I don't think she is malicious. I don't think she has bad intentions for people. Not like Lisa fucking Vanderpump, who wants her down and is so excited watch her crumble.
Own it. No, I'm Team Vanderpump because Rena tried to take her down last season and she's like, oh.
As she should, because Lisa Vanderpump tries to stir the pot.
She's smart to do it off camera. She is smart to do it off camera. Loose lips Rena is like, I never said that. Oh, what? And then she's like, I'm going to take down Eden Sassoon. What's with her and first names and last name? She's like a Shannon Bedore where she's like, Harry Hamlin, Eden Sassoon, Delilah Bell, Amelia Gray, or whatever her name is. It's like, Rena, okay, chill out with the double names. names. But I love that she was getting taken down. And then she like leaves the party and she's like standing out there with her hand on her hip. And she's like, I just want to go home. Is anybody following me? Is anybody checking to make sure I'm okay? I just want to go home. And she's crying these crocodile tears, which were not real. And this is why her career in acting didn't take off.
And then Dorit's like, Rena, Rena, are you going to jump in the pool? Don't take your life.
And Rena's like, no, I would never do that because then where would I get the attention from?
Please.
So anyways, they like leave and the next day she's like, Harry Hamlin gives sage advice. Mary, No, Mary, what was his advice?
He was on Team Rena, just like myself, and I respect that Renaissance man. He just said, you know, get drunk and get tan.
Yeah, because he doesn't care. I'm trying to figure out their relationship, and he must just be with her because he's gay. So anyways, then we...
No! Yeah. I do not think Harry Hamlin's gay. I really don't. I think he's a Renaissance man.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, you're gonna be apologist for Rena anyways. Okay, but then... So then they're like, oh, God, we forgot to put a little bit of Eden. We've only been talking about her this whole time. So they, like, juxtapose, and they're like, back in LA, ... And they show Eden, like hanging out with her mom. It's like...
I can't watch Eden be sober nobody any
like nobody cares. Her mom doesn't even care. Eden goes in for a long hug after, and the mom's like, we should do this not as often, and like is trying to like get out of her grasp, and it was so awkward.
No, it was I just had to comment on the hug because I love when so they go on this yacht the next day, mm-hmm. and Lisa Rinna, she wakes up and they're like, how'd you sleep? She's like, great, actually. I'm like, oh my God, how many pills did you take last night, Rinna?
She just took a handful from her pill bag and just took them, and she's like,
her plastic pill bag, yeah, like literally a plastic Ziploc bag.
She's like, goodbye world, and just rolled herself to sleep. So then they go on and like
they go on the yacht and it's like nothing happened that day. It's like, if someone told me that my sister was on the verge mm-hmm. of death and not sober, like, you would not be going on this yacht with me. The next day, they're all, like, snorkeling, having the best time ever.
Jumping off the boat, which was like, hey, PK, put on a shirt.
PK was like, hey, Dorit, if you jump off this yacht, I'll give you a Birkin.
Yeah, and she's like, and that is how you get a Birkin.
She got a Birkin.
Those things do not run cheap.
No.
They're very expensive. But okay. And then Rinna's like, guys, I know how I can make it up to you. Do you dare me to dance to Painkiller? And like, nobody's daring you, Rinna. Like, you're like, just turn it on and I'll dance. And they're like, okay, guys, Rinna wants to dance to Painkiller. Rinna's like, gets on the table and she's like trying to eye fuck the camera and she's like spread eagle. And I'm like,
She was reminiscing her Playboy days.
No, she was like, she's 60 years old. She needs to stop.
She's not 60.
Okay, 58 years old. And it's like, it was so embarrassing.
Her daughters are 18.
Okay, well, Jan Jackson just had a baby at 50. Anything's possible.
Rena, no. I'm going to say 46.
Okay, why don't you Google that while I just...
I'm on it.
Yeah, I think that dancing was disgusting. And like, Dorit wanted to vomit. I wanted to vomit. And then you're like spread eagle and you're like in PK's face. And it's like,
the spread eagle was like, that was where
that a little too much for you?
That was where I drew the
line. And then she's like, in her testimony, she's like, how many fucks do I give? Zero. Zero. Not one. I'm like, you should give a lot. That was embarrassing.
Like, you shouldn't do that anymore.
Yeah, but
I know you're trying to be a cool mom.
Yeah, but you're not.
Well, she's 53.
53. Okay, so it was right in the middle then. But okay. So next week's going to be great. I think we should just stop it at that, because I feel like people might have images of Lisa Rinna spread eagle on a yacht, and it's embarrassing.
Good night. Yeah. Pray that doesn't happen again.
Yeah, there's three prayers.
Three prayers.
Hey everybody, while we still have you, hopefully, why don't you do us a favor and be our friend and review us on iTunes? 5 stars only, because, you know, we don't need any negativity in a world that's filled with it. But go ahead, go on Two Judgy Girls on our podcast page, review us. That would be fantastic.
And like us on Instagram, Two Judgy Girls, TWO, JUDGE,
girls.
Also a Y at the end of Judge, but that's fine. You guys...
Whoopsies.
You guys will figure it out. All right. Thanks for judging with us this week. We'll see you next week. Bye.
See you next week. I see you around in all these empty faces. All that, and everything. I've been looking inside in all the nicest places. Give me something, but you said nothing. Now I'm in a cab, I'd sell them where your place is. What is happening?
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible.
Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.